Well, greetings once again in Jesus' name. My name is Jody, and I want to take this privilege I have to share with you again from God's Word. And I just want to be an encouragement to you by the Word of God. As we've talked about before, this is the living bread that we need to eat to survive spiritually. And I don't know about you, but this time of year is always a very, very busy time for us, and we can find ourselves so busy and get tired and kind of fall short on spending that quiet time with the Lord. And so I want to encourage you, as I've been thinking about it myself, how I don't want to neglect that time of meeting with the Lord and spending time with Him and letting our hearts be joined together and feeding ourselves from the Word of God. And so I just would encourage you now. I know sometimes this time of year is very busy, and it's easy to neglect and to forget about some of the very most important things we can do. And maybe you aren't struggling with that, and I hope you aren't. But if you are, I want to encourage you. God still wants to meet with you, and He'll bless you for doing so. And I'm encouraged by that, and I'm thankful. And I just want to be able to share a few thoughts with you this day on the book of Hebrews. I want to go to chapter 11, and I know some of you may already know, but the 11th chapter of Hebrews is the Hall of Faith. Listed in there are some people that had faith in God. And I'm not going to read the whole chapter, but I encourage you to go back and do so. And as you do, I believe God will speak to you and show you some things that would be very useful and a blessing to you. I just want to take a little bit of time here and read you I'm going to read starting in verse 6 of chapter 11 of Hebrews. It says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please Him, for he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." And I know, I'm sure we've talked about this very scripture before, and it's one that is easy to memorize. It's a blessing. But the Lord was just showing me something about this just very recently. Some things in here that I was encouraged to see. We know that in the first part of chapter 11, it says in verse 1, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." And so you kind of have to think about that a little bit, but it's substance of things that is hoped for. We don't have it in our hands. We're not able to see it and touch it. We're hoping for it. We're believing for it. It's things that are hoped for, but it says it's the evidence of things not seen. And maybe a little bit hard to grasp that thought, but it's there. The kingdom of God is the reality in this life. And sometimes that's a little hard to keep a focus on that. But it is the reality, because this world is temporal. And the spiritual world is eternal. And so it's easy for us sometimes to not be reminded because we don't see it, we don't touch it. But we can live in it as we look to God and as we acknowledge Him in all our ways. But anyways, we're looking at faith here, and I want to just look at this. In this chapter here, there's certain people that are named here for their faith in God. And you can read that, and I hope that you do. But I want to just take a look at something here in verse 5. We'll just take a look at Enoch here. It says, "By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony, that he pleased God. And I got to thinking about that. Wow, here's a man that he did not see death. Enoch, he never did die. God just took him away and took him to be with him. And it says here that it was because he had this testimony that he pleased God. And I started thinking about that a little bit. Okay, Enoch pleased God. I think we could all say we want to please God. I believe we have a little bit of that desire. All of us do. But I was just a little curious about this. This man pleased God. So what does it take to please God? How must he have lived his life? Well, he had this testimony that he did please God. And the very next verse, verse 6, we already read it. It says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. So we know that Enoch had faith. We're not told a lot about Enoch, but we know that he must have had faith because it says here, without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And that was the other part that I was seeing here. Okay, so Enoch was a man that pleased God. And it must have been because he had the testimony of he had faith in God, because we see there without faith it's not possible. You can't please God without faith. One of the reasons for that is because the Bible tells us that no man has ever seen God. These eyes of flesh have not seen God. Now I realize that Jesus Christ came in the form of God. But we're talking about God the Father, and it's again, there's God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I believe in the Trinity. But God himself, our Heavenly Father, our eyes have never seen him, but we do believe in him. We believe that he is. And we need to believe that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Now, when it says believe here that he is, I think it goes a little further than that. It needs to be, you believe it to the point of action. You believe it to the point that you seek him. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If that motivates us to seek him. And I'm just intrigued by that. I want that to be true in my life, that I believe it and I pursue it. That I seek the Lord and have faith in him, that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And so, if there's ever a way we could pray for each other as brothers, I think this would be a very important one. Let's pray for each other that we would learn to diligently seek him. I know we can be diligent about a lot of things, and probably the work that you do, the things that you are responsible for, I'm sure you're very diligent with that. I'm sure that you do a good job. May it be true of us that we would have this testimony also, that we please God. I don't know if there could be a better testimony that we could give on this earth, that we pleased God. And how is it? It's by faith, believing that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those, them that diligently seek him. I mean, that's one way, but it's definitely an avenue here where we can please God. I'm going to read just a little bit more. I'm going to skip through here, and you can read this. It lists a little bit of other people here. But then in verse 13 it says, of these people that are listed, it says, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. So here we have these people that are listed in this chapter, and it says that they died in faith, and they hadn't received the promises. They hung on. They went all the way to the end. They saw them afar off, and they were persuaded of them. That persuaded of them means it influenced them and changed their lives. And again, you can read through that and find out. You'll know, you'll recognize them right away, how their lives were changed when they were persuaded of these promises, not having seen them. It says, and they embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. And that's what we are. We're strangers and pilgrims here. We're passing through. It's just a short time we're here. Verse 14 says, for they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, and heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. I marvel at this. I am very pleased to see that here's some things here that we can confess and proclaim as we're living here on this earth, that we are strangers and pilgrims here. And when the world sees that, it's a confession that we're making. It's an announcement we're making that we're seeking a better country, as a heavenly country. And it says that God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. There is a place for us. And we don't have to wait until we die to start living in God's kingdom. I know we've talked about that before, and there's others, I'm sure, they're sharing the same message. God's kingdom is today. It's the day in and day out, a difference that he makes, so that we can be strangers and pilgrims here on this earth. And the world should know it. They should know we're different. Not just by certain aspects of it, but most importantly, that we are diligently seeking after God, and that we are confessing that we're strangers and pilgrims on this earth. In other words, the things that are very, very, very important to men don't have a hold on us. They don't grip us. They don't rule us. But our kingdom is in heaven, and we're just passing through here. And if people can see that as a testimony in our lives, I believe that it will let them hear a clear voice that these people are seeking a better country. They're seeking a heavenly country. And maybe it can even help those to seek God for themselves for the first time, maybe. But maybe we can have that testimony also that Enoch had, that he had this testimony that he pleased God. And like I said, I think all of us want that. And let's pray for each other that we would please God in this way. May God bless you as you consider these things.